Lesson 21. Expressing thoughts and actions. When expressing their thoughts and actions, Filipinos make use of the words
tila, akala, isip, pumunta,
and a multitude of other verbs. 1. To think.
Tila, sa akala, sa palagay.
The English word to think indicates opinions, ideas, and assumptions. Individually,
tila, sa akala, and sa palagay
have the following definitions.
Tila
means it seems.
Sa akala or sa palagay
means to assume or to have an opinion. The phrases are formed this way.
Tila
plus a verb or adjective or nominative pronoun such as
sila or ikaw.
Particle
sa
plus
akala
or
palagay
plus possessive noun or pronoun. Tila is placed mostly at the beginning of a sentence in common conversations and always implies the speaker's own perception.
Tila uulan.
It seems it will rain.
Ang sagot niya ay tila mali.
His or her answer seems wrong.
Tila siya'y lalong maganda ngayon.
She seems prettier now. On the other hand,
sa akala
or
sa palagay
is followed by a noun or pronoun in the possessive form.
Sa akala ko, ikaw ay matalino.
To my thinking, you are an intelligent man. I think you are an intelligent man.
Sa palagay ko, ay mananalo tayo.
To my thinking, we will win. I think we will win.
Sa akala nila, siya'y may sakit.
To their thinking, he is sick. They think he is sick.
Sa palagay ni Jem, ay tama ako.
To Jem's thinking, I am right. Jem thinks I'm right. To a Tagalog speaker, a sentence with
sa akala
leaves room for validation or contradiction, as the speaker's assumptions may be proven wrong. Tagalog speakers may also sometimes omit sa before
akala,
replace sa with ang, as well as omit the linking verb ay. Such practices result in the following brief sentences.
Sa akala ko ay Amerikano siya.
To my thinking, he is an American.
Akala ko Amerikano siya.
To my thinking, he is an American.
Ang akala ko Amerikano siya.
My assumption is that he is an American.
Isip.
When used to mean to do some real thinking or to ponder over something, the equivalent of to think in Tagalog is
umisip, mag-isip, or isipin. Umiisip siya ng lalong mabuting paraan.
He is thinking of a better way.
Iniisip niya ang kanyang mga sinasabi.
She thinks about what she says.
Mag-isip ka ng magagawa.
You think of what can be done. 2. To go. Common usage of the word to go. To simply indicate direction or itinerary, the verb
pumunta
is the exact translation of the English word to go, although
pumunta
can also mean to come. The imperative
pumunta ka dito.
Come here. The imperative.
Pumunta ka doon.
Go there. Future.
Pupunta kami sa simbahan.
We will go to church. The past.
Pumunta sila sa tabing dagat.
They went to the beach. Present.
Pumupunta siya sa Maynila araw-araw.
He or she goes to Manila every day. 2. To go plus the verb. The other use of the word to go, beyond to go to a place, has no exact translation in Tagalog. The Tagalog language does not really use
pumunta
along with another verb in the same way the English language uses to go as an auxiliary to another verb. The imperative,
maglakad ka,
you go to walk. The future,
lalangoy kami,
we will go swimming. Past,
dumalaw kami sa isang kaibigan,
we went to visit a friend. Present,
natutulog sila sa kabilang kwarto.
They are sleeping in the next room.